News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The ASTI, the Secondary Teachers Union, has reiterated its call for a pause to its plans to develop Sing Street CBS in Dublin as a Gael Coláiste. We're joined by the ASTI Deputy General Secretary, Diarmaid the Puir. Diarmaid, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. So it seemed that this plan was off and now it's back on again. What is your difficulty with it going ahead as a Gael Coláiste?
Well, the difficulty is not, I suppose, so much with the actual decision itself, but it's how it's been reached, although the decision is obviously causing great consternation for the teachers. As kind of a bit of a background, the teachers were informed back in September, a day before there was an announcement by the minister, the then minister of it for education, Norma Foley, that the school was going to become a Gael Coláiste. They had had no knowledge of our inkling of this before that happened. And subsequently, they have been basically, and we as their union have been basically kept in the dark about developments. We know that the board contacted the trustees and said that they did not want to proceed in 2026 with the plan. but because the origin of this decision seems to have been a miscommunication, I suppose, at best, that the board wrote to the or contacted the trustees because they were looking at the future of the school and they were looking at the feasibility of various options. I think they said they were looking at five options at least, one of which was a Gael Coláiste, and they asked the trustees to look at the feasibility of that.
Time is slightly against us, so I just want to get to the present.
I wanted to say that this seems to have been done just by the trustees on their own. There has been no communication with the teachers until yesterday, despite repeated promises by the trustees to meet the teachers. They keep cancelling meetings, are not having
I want to cut to the chase. Yes, I want to cut to the chase. What is the problem? Okay. What is the problem as far as teachers
are concerned?
The problem
is teachers have had no part in this decision, and it's a decision that's going to turn their lives upside down. They're a very committed teaching force.
How does it? A genuine question, and I'm not unsympathetic because change is difficult. But how does it turn your life upside down?
Because they're now faced with a situation where either they have to upskill to be able to teach their subjects in Irish, which is not a very simple or straightforward job, or they have to be redeployed out of the school, which they are very dedicated and which they have been. Many of them have moved house to be living near the school, and they have had no part or discussion in the decision, and the school community in general has not been involved. The parents haven't been asked. Nobody has been asked. It's a dreadful way to treat people. They're feeling hurt and they're feeling angry.
Okay. It's going to be a challenge to upskill. Is it not a challenge that maybe is worth embracing? Is that a possibility?
Well, for some people it's not. And also, I mean, as the meeting yesterday, a lot of them were pointing out, you kind of need, if you're teaching, teenagers, you need to kind of be better at the language than they are, because, you know, not just in terms of teaching, but also in terms of discipline, in terms of a lot of other things. And a lot of them don't feel at this, and some of them are their different ages.
I saw a comment, I'm not sure, I can't remember who was attributed, but somebody on the same side of the argument as you, saying it'll be a big challenge for our working class and immigrant families to educate tourists. I'm at a loss to understand why that would be the case.
Well, that's not the kind of the big line we're going down. We're not saying, I think there will be difficulties for some, of course, working class kids, and of course, immigrant kids can learn Irish. But I do think in the case of some, if you're a traumatized child coming in from somewhere else and you don't have English, which is a lingua franca, unfortunately, that you have to use, to be asked to learn two new languages at the same time might be a bit of a push. I mean, there would be quite a lot of kids in the schools who have exemptions from Irish for various reasons, and obviously they can't be facilitated in the new school.
Sorry, that's not true. They are being facilitated. This isn't going to happen overnight. They're not going to be told you have to do everything through Irish.
No, well, the community then are the members of that community.
There's a huge demand for Gael Coláiste.
There's demand for multi-denominational schools. There's demand for lots of other schools as well. And nobody here is suggesting, nobody is saying that there should not be a Gael Coláiste in
just not in not, in, not in our
not,
backyard.
Not by disrupting a very committed staff who have done an amazing job with the children and students that come from around the school. Some of them, of course, will be going to the Gael Coláiste. All of them won't. That's not my argument, I represent the teachers, is they have been treated extremely shabbily in this. And what they're asking is, could there be a pause? This is a long-term plan. Let's have a pause for a year so that they can be involved in the process. If at the end of that, the only viable option is a Gael Caoimhe, so, well, then I think maybe people can start buying into it. But by it is the worst way to plan change is to keep people in the dark and then spring it on them.
And, okay, all right, Dermot.
And if you want a commitment from the teachers to upskill, you need to do it in a better way and Dermot, a more respectful and more caring way than they've done it.
Okay. Dermot Dupuyre, ASTI Deputy General Secretary, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Now,
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.